Once upon a time, there was an evil queen. And this is her story. The Diary of a Wicked Queen.
So it's Monday, October the 11th, and this will be the second rehearsal and the first rehearsal where we are up on our feet. So I'm quite looking forward to it. We're doing, I think, not the prologue, which I'm in, but the first scene that I have, I think the first scene that I have in the palace. So it's the first mirror, mirror on the wall scene. And to get what I was doing actually today, some of today, I was looking through, having picked up a song, an extra song, I thought I needed to look through the music and familiarise myself with that song. It's not the song I'm singing tonight. I think that's a Kylie Minogue song, I think, that I'm singing tonight. Not quite as Kylie sang it, my suspicions are, but we shall see. So that's tonight. So I've got to get there by, I'm there at 8 o'clock tonight, and they're quite late tonight because there is another rehearsal just before us. And then, yeah, so first time I'll be up on my feet with Snow White, and yes, it's a very exciting moment. So we shall see. What I really need to do is start using the costume. My costume's already been made. And I know I have the right boots. Now, I know that sounds a bit ridiculous, but actually having the right shoes and having the right costume can make a massive difference when you are building a character, which I need to do fairly swiftly. I need to learn the lines as well. But it's early days, seeing as it's rehearsal number one, but the boots might be really useful. So I might pop to costume before, if I've got time, before we start the rehearsal tonight. But anyway, this is just a check-in to see, to see how I'm feeling right now. I've just got to the end of my day, actually. It's just gone 6 o'clock in the evening. So I think I'll knock off, have a bit of tea, and be fresh for tonight. Woohoo! Okay, over and out. See you later. Right, well, I am back from the rehearsal, which turned out not to be, in the end, turned out not to be a first scene or a prologue rehearsal, but it turned out to be more of a musical rehearsal. So when I turned up, they were still doing the opening number, which was a chorus opening number. And I am part of that number, but only off stage, so I didn't have to learn the dances or any particular part of it. I'm just kind of boosting the numbers backstage, really. So I'll sing in from the wings. So that's quite nice. And it's a song I know anyway, so that was quite straightforward. And then, yeah, then we did a number of other numbers. Two of my numbers, which was good fun, actually, because honestly, I'm not what you call a singer. I can get a song across. And it's easier, actually, if I'm doing solo stuff, because I haven't got to fit in with anybody else in many ways. Obviously, I've got to fit in with the with the band. But on the whole, it works out better if I'm solo. And I've got a sidekick, a sort of villainous sidekick, an evil sidekick, who is a young, she's 17 or 18, called Maria. And she's playing Blackwing, which is my henchman. And she's in all my songs with me. So that was quite fun. We practiced those. And now we know them. Now they're in there. And we just have to learn the words. Then we can actually move them on stage next time, which will be great, actually. So that was it, really. And the other thing that was really sweet, we've got two fairies in it. And they're wearing a kind of ABBA-esque costumes, kind of 1970s costumes. And they've got these amazing gold and silver boots that have got about 3-inch platforms. So the girls that are playing, the women that are playing the fairies, they tried on these boots. And of course, they need to wear them now, from now and until the end of time. They've got to wear these boots because they're really difficult to move in. So they've got to be able to learn how to come on and off stage, but also to dance in them, which is going to be really tricky, I think, for them. I know my boots aren't platforms, So they're much, much easier to, and I've tried mine on already, they're much, much easier to maneuver in. Very high boots or platform boots, things like that, very difficult to move in on stage. So you have to really get to grips with them. I'm sorry, do you know, I'm out of breath because I literally came out of the rehearsal having sung all the rehearsal and then have walked home. And I thought, I'll go upstairs now and do the podcast episode because otherwise I'll forget what I've actually done in rehearsal. So that was rehearsal number one, really. We didn't do any dialogue, but next time we will do the dialogue. We had a look at the rehearsal schedule and we've kind of rejigged it so that the dialogue that we didn't do this evening, we will be able to pick up on the next rehearsal. So hopefully it'll all come good. And at least we did get all the songs, or some of the songs done, which is really useful, actually, because, yeah, it's an icebreaker. I think I said that in the last episode. Getting the songs out, getting you singing solo as well, is really useful because then you've crossed that bridge. And then you can relax because everyone knows what you can do. And that's the benchmark. So that's brilliant. So that's it for this episode. And next time it will be, yeah, it'll just carry on from now and we'll see what happens in each thing. It'll get more complicated the more we do and the more we meet people and the more we put new stuff in. So it'd be really interesting to see how it shapes up. So thank you so much for listening. And yeah, I will catch you next time. Bye.